Well, let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's standing by now. Tony, in a moment, we're going to be find out more about that meeting of EU energy ministers, which is taking place this afternoon in relation particularly to the gas market in Europe. But first of all, a word perhaps about the reaction in Europe, particularly in the context of Brexit and the protocol, to Rishi Sunak's appointment as Prime Minister.
Well, Brian, we've had two reactions so far that I've seen. One from Emmanuel Macron, the French president, who expresses his congratulations to Rishi Sunak. Together, we'll continue working to tackle the challenges of the moment, including the war in Ukraine. A somewhat more conditional congratulations, I would say, from Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission president, congratulating Rishi Sunak. In our testing times for our continent, we count on a strong relationship with the UK to defend our common values in full respect of our agreements. And she almost put those final remarks in bold, obviously a reference there to the fact that the EU and UK have a treaty-based agreement, which includes the Northern Ireland Protocol. So that was a somewhat waspish reminder to Rishi Sunak that that is an international treaty. That being said, I think in general, capitals will welcome a much more stable leader of the UK at the moment compared to what's gone on before. And I guess they will give him the benefit of the doubt and a fair wind to get back to those negotiations. And really, they have been paused because of the turbulence around Liz Truss. Mm-hmm. Her officials could not possibly make any serious move in those talks while there was no mandate from the top to do that.
And here, of course, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has congratulated Prime Minister Sunak and repeated his hope that he'll be able to move quickly to substantive engagement with the EU. We shall see in the days and weeks ahead. Now, Tony, turning to those that meeting today in Luxembourg of EU energy ministers, what work are they getting down to today?
Well, you'll remember that last week EU leaders had the two-day summit in Brussels, and the big news from that summit was that they had approved in principle the idea of a price cap on gas to bring overall energy and electricity prices down. Now, there's been a lot of varieties of what a price cap would look like. So essentially, EU leaders have given energy ministers a mandate to start work on that, and that's what they're doing today. Now, there are various options on the table. The European Commission has spoken about a dynamic price cap where in the Dutch gas futures market, if there's a sudden spike in gas prices, then a cap would essentially kick in and bring that price down. Now, we don't know at what level that would happen. What are the circumstances around that? There's a big concern that if you have a price cap, then gas consumption will rise, and that really defeats the whole purpose. So they're going to be looking at this in quite some detail. They're also looking at what's called the Iberian model, whereby Spain and Portugal have their own arrangement that if the price of gas reaches a certain level, there's a price cap, which is essentially a subsidy by the Spanish and Portuguese governments to bring that the overall price of electricity down. Mm-hmm. The concern there, again, is that just promotes people to use more gas.
Right.
Also, France is benefiting from that gas because it's cross-border and they're getting essentially subsidised electricity.
All right. Still a way to go on all of this, but for the moment, Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you very much for that.